Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And people sure have a time dealing with the fear of the Lord, the word fear itself. And it's because they get into a biblical conundrum by ignoring context and not having biblical balance, comparing scripture with scripture and considering the point of each scripture. And they all come together perfectly when you do that. But they always, for example, will run over to 1 John 4:18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." And they kind of get the cart before the horse in the way they read that. Matthew Henry, in his commentary, explains, quote, "Those who perfectly love God are, from his nature and counsel and covenant, perfectly assured of his love, and consequently are perfectly free from any dismal, dreadful suspicions of his punitive power and justice as armed against them." Now, stay with me here. Listen to this. "They well know that God loves them, and they thereupon triumph in his love." I'll put it in simpler terms. Get right with God. If you get right with God, then you'll have a perfect love relationship with God and have no reason to have fear and dread. And that's what the message of 1 John 4 is, and that if you read the whole epistle, which you should to understand the context, you'll get that. It's fear in the sense of dread belongs to those who are not made perfect in love. If you're not saved, you should fear. And in a dreadful sense, you are under condemnation if you are rejecting Jesus Christ. But that's even true for Christians. If you are a Christian and you know good and well you're not doing what's right, you may be caught up in a sin. But then other Christians, it's not a like immorality or theft or anything like that, but they're just simply carnal minded, worldly minded, in love with this world. They're not doing what's right. They're not giving it their all every day, serving the Lord, working for the Lord, or no matter what your job is, working as unto the Lord. God knows when you're ripping him off. God knows when you're not doing what's right. And so his chastisement is upon you. We don't have time to run all those references, but in Hebrews it says, if you're without chastisement, you're not his son. So fear is an important thing. And that's why Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Yes, his goodness leads us to repentance, Paul says, but it's the fear of rejecting his goodness, the fear of the consequences of rejecting God, that is the beginning of knowledge. And that's why in 1 John 4, if you keep reading that next verse, says, "We love him because he first loved us." See, our love is the key. Our love is based on a relationship. And so if we're saved and right with God, then we have that love relationship and we don't have to have fear and dread. And Paul can say, after telling everybody in 2 Corinthians 6:17, 18 in Corinth to come out from among them and be separate, he then, if you do that, then he begins 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, saying, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." So fear drives you to do what's right and produces that love relationship within that then calms all of your fears. It really is that simple. And fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.